mama eh, mama eh.
Everybody, welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors. So I want you to relax because I'll be taking you on a trip around Africa on disc. Later on the show today, wins Tina Taylor, one of Sierra Leone's finest actresses. And of course, Princess Jane Apsisay, an award-winning actress, will be right here on the show. They're going to be talking about a Sierra Leonean movie shot here in the United States that is going to be premiered in Sierra Leone for the first time. Oh, this is going to be interesting. So I want you to stick and stay around and don't go away because that movie is high fashion. You've heard about it. Some of you have seen it, but we want to take it home. Home to where the people are that are close to our hearts so that they can see the work that we're doing out here. So, Freetown, Sierra Leone, watch out. High fashion is coming. So Tina and JNAP are going to be talking about it later on the show. But right now, let's start off with some music. Jihu is the first track for today by Sisi from Sierra Leone. And right after that, Dudeng by Papa Diouf of Senegal. And Adeobi by Marvins, featuring Don Jazzy, Ricardo, Dija from Sierra Leone, Corre de Bello, and Tiwa Savage. But right now, Jihun by CC from Sierra Leone.
One more lonely. the dumb Adam. Why, Yamale Mule, the family Kilo Tuti, Kilo Negan, Kilo Yam, Kitara, Lunal, Miriam, Yalamoy, Sumbra.
Don't we have a good idea? She's my meat.
Marvin's featuring Don Jazzy, Ricardo, DJ from Sierra Leone, Corre de Bello, and Tiwa Savage, all in this tune. And before that, Dudeng, the sound of Papa Diouf of Senegal, and Jihun by Sisi of Sierra Leone. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington. Don't forget my guest today on the show, Winstina Taylor and Princess Jane Apsisay, the producers of the highly acclaimed movie, High Fashion, that will be premiered in Sierra Leone on January 23rd at the Meta Conference Center. But now, don't go away. I'll be back with more music, and my guests are already here in the studio.
Oh my God. I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on The Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African beat on the Voice of America, and I am yours truly, David Vandy, pushing and pulling the beats for you. Black Star is the next track. Rocky Dawuni is our artist, and he hails from Ghana. This African reggae king has been nominated for the Grammy Awards here in the United States in this 2016. His album, Branches of the Same Tree, has been nominated in the category for Best Reggae Album. Wow. Rocky Dawuni, we want to wish you all the best. And so, Black Star is going to come up first. And right after that, Tuna Tesa, the sound of Bushi from Kenya, and Fakir Eko with Azeb Wondersen as a T, featuring Abel of Ethiopia. But let's go to reggae now. Roots rock reggae. Black Star by the Grammy Award nominee Rocky Dawuni from Ghana.
Redemption music, you know. Whoa, whoa. Yeah, yeah. There is a rumble in the streets, a whisper getting loud. Now there is no doubt what this is all about.
Let's talk,
alright. See the rising sun lift over the clouds. When our voices sing, it ring
aloud. Let's talk, alright.
These are the days when the greatest mystery revealed to one and all so easily. Darkest hour of the night comes the break of a brand new dawn, like a star in this day and age. Rally round the flag, rally round the flag. Africa awaits its creator. Rally round the flag, brother, wave the flag. Africa.
Shine, make we give Jah the glory. Heights alike and be a part of the story. Don't allow negativity to destroy we. If them can't beat we, them have to join we. This be the time where we're doing it our way. Destiny in our hands, yeah, yeah. Billy Woe, Billy Woe, Billy Woe, na na na, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sucks a mini mini underwood. We are Black Star, yeah.
From the darkest hour of the night comes the break of a brand new day, like a star in this day and age. Rally round the flag, rally round the flag. Africa awaits its creator. Rally round the flag, sister, wave the flag.
Black star,
rally round the flag, rally round the flag, Africa away.
ile tayari Togona ni kwa mumbasane Nina kiposa sugare Toto wako negeti kare Toto wasilia kisomali Toto wanapenda ra Taka nende tukajivindari Mwanzo tukashuke ya Toto na uroba juwa kare Taka jukafanya hauswari Yule niko tinga sidewi Nyoni weekend ya tulale Yotuna, yotuna Yotuna tesama Yotuna tesa tunari Yotuna tesa bure Yotuna pondara Yotuna tesama Yotuna tesa tunari Yotuna tesa bure Yotuna pondara Yotuna tesama Mwanzo tukapitie masela Twende tukachanuzo hela Toko nishafanya papara Staki wakaleta masiara Mwanzo tukapitie masela Twende tukachanuzo hela Toko nishafanya papara Staki wakaleta masiara Toka nilauke sichelewi Toka nikotinga sichelewi Twende watokapo wapogoro Tena kuleta mpaka moro Pare pare kuna beach party Ni weekendi watu hawalale Pare pare kuna beach party Ni weekendi watu hawalale Yotuna, yotuna, yotuna tesa ma Yotuna tesa tunari Yotuna tesa bule Yotuna pondara Yotuna tesa ma Yotuna tesa tunari Yotuna tesa bule Yotuna pondara Yotuna tesa ma Tukate milingi, tukakule kile upande Tusha budget kila siku mpaka fande Tukona mapinti, tukona masera Tukona binuaji, tukona macheda Tunde downtown, isu super manguera Tukavuka boda, kajagwa si ishu Wakileta mama, tunawa tupa kama tishu Tunakwenda nyambo, tunafunga bao Wanakuja kwetu, watuna shida nao Tukona mapinti, tukona masera Tukona binuaji, tukona macheda Wanachonga, tunaponda ra Wanasipa, wanakufanja Tunatesa, wanatesa Hatulani, tunatesa Yotuna, yotuna Yotuna tesa ma Yotuna tesa dunani Yotuna tesa bure Yotuna pondara Yotuna tesa ma Yotuna tesa dunani Yotuna tesa bure Yotuna pondara Yotuna tesa ma
Get your body, hey, 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 shorty, shorty, you again.
Shafir Echo, Azeb Wondersen, Aziti, featuring Abel from Ethiopia. And before that, Tunatesa, The Sound of Bushi from Kenya, and Black Star by Rocky Dauni from Ghana. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, broadcasting from Washington, D.C. And when I come back, I'll be talking to my guests, Winstina Taylor and Princess Jane Apsisay, the producers of the highly acclaimed Sierra Leonean movie shot in the United States of America, High Fashion. Don't go away.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Welcome back to the show, the African Beat on the Voice of America. Well, my guests are right here, like I told you, Winstina Taylor. Welcome to the African Beat again, Winstina.
Thank you, Mr. Vandy.
And to you, Princess Jane Apsisay, welcome to the African Beat.
Thank you so much.
All right, well, now let's get started. People want to know, why are you taking High Fashion to Sierra Leone? Let me start off with you, Tina.
Because that's our hometown. We have to take it back home. No matter what we do, we got to come back home to represent.
All right. And Jenap, I know it's been a while, and you are going back as this big star, and you are taking one of your big movies. You worked so hard in that movie. Come on, girl. Even shaved your head. And so how does that make you feel to take your work, one of your highly acclaimed work here in the United States, to take it back home to where you came from?
Excited. I am super, super excited. It's nothing like home. Like, you can work from outside, but there's this comfort you feel. So to be able to go back home, to be able to show the people what we have created, and hopefully be able to merge what they're doing over there, very excited about it.
Wow, that sounds good. And so Freetown, Sierra Leone, are you ready? High Fashion is coming. And the date again is January 23rd. It's going to be on a Saturday at the Miata Conference Center, UU Building in Freetown. So you're going to start rocking the house. People there have been working. The movie industry, I should call it that, in Sierra Leone has been growing. What are you expecting to take from the United States to take back home to your people that have been working ahead before you are coming with your own?
I think it's a two-way street. I think we are excited to be able to see where they're at and what they're creating, and whatever we see, we can be able to show them that, you know, probably like the black magic versus the red camera versus the 5D, and see what they're using, and also, you know, for us to learn what they're doing, because we've never filmed in Africa before. We always shoot in America, and it's a whole different ball game to be able to film there. So we're open-minded to learn from them how it's done, because the sun to shoot over there is whoo.
Okay. All right, well, let me come over to you, Tina. You've been away for quite a long time.
Yes.
And what? How does it feel going back home?
Oh, my Lord. I am a little nervous and excited at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Because I just feel like my work and what I've worked for so hard in America is taking me back home. So I'm kind of super, super excited and proud to at least take something back home when I'm going to say, hey, I didn't just leave. This is what I was doing.
Wow, that sounds great. That sounds great. Both of you have different professions. Apart from working on the movies, different careers. When you go, are you just going to be concentrating purely on movie aspect? Or are you going to look at the other side of you, the other kind of talent that you have, the other profession that you have? Are you going to see what you guys can do in those areas? I know both of you are in the medical field. Are you going to look at what you can do in those areas? Tina?
Yes, I believe so, because there's, in as much as we're filmmakers, at the same time, we're so also human. We're humanitarian. So going back home, we're concentrating on entertainment because that's our love, that's our passion. But at the same time, we want to look at how our knowledge that we have gained in America can help us to educate, to train, to teach about whatsoever hygiene, whatsoever we know what we do. over here, because that's one of my passions, to go back home to educate about disease process, management of disease diagnosis, and just educate people about hygiene.
Come on, Jenna, say something.
I'm a radiation therapist, and we don't have a therapy like radiation therapy there. But, you know, what...
Wait until you go.
You know what I'm saying? But Tina is a nurse, so Tina can be, like, you know, especially like visiting Connaught, and you know, be able to, if she can give knowledge to the nurses how things are done in America, and just help them become better in their techniques. And I think me, on the general health aspect, I can be able to, you know, like just general thing, but nothing on a specialization aspect, because I'm only specialize on cancer. So
okay, yeah. All right, well, let's see what is going to happen when you guys step out of there. Well, we'll come back to our guest later on, but right now let's enjoy some cool music from Sierra Leone. This one is like Zukenda. It's really beautiful. It's called Vanity, and it's done by Akman. It's a beautiful song, and people just going crazy about this one right now in America. Okay. Vanity is going to be our next track.
Young Lee on the beats.
Yeah, man. You talk about it. Let's go. Shake body, lose body. Forget your trouble. Dance for me. Make you no cry. Jolly, jolly. Waiting God say go be, surely go be. So why worry, baby, no worry, take a easy, suffle, suffle, life no wire bad. This life,
vanity.
Where you yak so tena,
vanity.
Where you tawa so tena,
vanity.
Say the money you get now.
Vanity. Vanity.
Hey.
Vanity.
Ose moto kana.
Vanity.
Why you they kill you company for vanity? Why you want gain the old one for vanity? You they kill you company slowly. You they stab a knife back. Before he face you smile to her. Yeah, bo. Dunia fool. Papa God, they see you. How you walk now, so he they kill you. So why worry? Baby, no worry. Take a easy. Suffer, suffer. Life no way about. This life,
vanity.
Where you yak so tena,
vanity.
Where you tawa so tena,
vanity.
Say the money you get na,
vanity.
Yeah, man. We totally property. We totally property. And only Gishi. Who say you the care and we die? Always want for see me the cry. Epo. Montal man aweda. Montal man quick for change. Papa God they see you. How you walk now, so he they kill you. So why worry? Baby, no worry.
Vanity, welcome back. The African beat on the Voice of America. That was a beautiful tune there by Akman from Sierra Leone. And my guest today on the African beat, Winstina Taylor and Princess Jane Apsise, producers of the movie High Fashion, to be premiered in Sierra Leone on January 23rd at the UU Building Miata Conference Center. This is a must. You have to be there. People there will be expecting to see who the wonderful stars are, including the two of you that are going to be on this show.
And the movie will speak for itself. So if you really want to know everybody that's in that movie, you have to come out to the premiere and see it. But at the same time, we'll be talking about the hardworking people that are here abroad that are helping to mainstream, I guess, entertainment, especially like Mr. David Vandy. That's the surprise key. He's in this movie and he's doing his thing on there. So he's one of, I would say, the godfather that is really, really helping to mainstream and to let our voice be heard down in Sierra Leone. So he's there. We know we have a whole lot of upcoming actor and actresses from America that are Sierra Leone born, but they're just over here. So once they see their names and see their actions, we'll talk more about them on the premiere as well.
All right.
Definitely. We will definitely do that. And we are also excited to talk about them because we're going to have a press conference where we're going to be able to talk about each and every cast and their character. I mean, yours, Mr. Vandy, is just—we just got to speak about it. It's the glue of the film. It's what's make the film. So you know, and it's incredible. The exciting part about it is to be able to call names, and 90% of the names are Sierra Leonean names.
Exactly.
That's the excitement about
exactly,
it.
Exactly. Exactly. And I really love that. In fact, that is something that I've been yearning for, and now you guys are giving it to us. Well, I just want to thank you so very much. But you know, let me come over to you now, Jaina, very, very briefly. People there, I'm sure, will be expecting much, much more because this movie was shot here in America. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have filmmakers there that have also done some real great work. When you guys go over there, are we expecting anything to come from us here and them over there in like collaboration and doing something that we can develop both parties?
Yes, definitely. That aspect is actually the big aspect where we're going, is to be able to meet the filmmakers, the actors that are there, because we want to film in Sierra Leone. It's a dream of ours, and it's something we talked to you about, but it's what we want to do. So we want to go after our premiere is one priority, but big priority is to be able to, you know, merge another production company plus our production company to create something in Sierra Leone. So we have a little bit of America, a little bit of Sierra Leone, freeze it together and create magic. I think I'm excited to see what we can do. You know, shout out to the Zainab Sharif and the Maurice Cisse and the Ibrahims that are doing an amazing job. Yes. We want to be able to go and meet their productions and be able to collaborate with their productions to create something magical. It's never about competition. It's just about creating a,
you know,
magical.
You name it, Zainab. In fact, her movie, Elephant in the Room, is beginning to show in cinemas in Nigeria.
Yeah, Ramsey told me.
Yeah. It's good. That one is going to start showing in Nigeria. And so we'll also be proud that our movies are going to start showing in Sierra Leone also.
Yes.
Well, after High Fashion, Tina, what is next?
Just like Princess said earlier, that's one of our main aspects to go. We really, really want to collaborate. It's not about us being in America and we know better. We want to go back home to be educated on the way they do films there so we can see how our knowledge here and their knowledge can merge. We've created a lot of films here and we're yearning and we really, really would love to work with as long as you're talented, you know what you're doing, and you can educate us to make our film better. But we can't go now walking backwards. We got to come bring our talents together, our knowledge from here plus theirs, to create massive, to make Sierra Leone on the map in entertainment, especially movies. It's like we have to have a breakthrough. We don't want when they call Sierra Leone for us to be known for war, the Ebola. We want when they say Sierra Leone, they say, oh, that's where, let's say, Zainab Sharif, Princess, Winstina are from, because we'll be big name.
Yeah.
We know by the grace of God and our collaboration and our talent, we're going places. We have Red Bottom coming out. As high fashion is wiping out, we're bringing Red Bottom. As Red Bottom is finishing up, we're trying to collaborate in Sierra Leone to bring something else. We don't want to stop here. We want to continue. But we need our people. We need our family. Because everyone from Sierra Leone is our family. We just want to work, good work, and collaborate to make Sierra Leone stay on the map. That's it.
All right. Well, for my brothers and sisters out there in Sierra Leone, get ready because this is going to be huge. High fashion is coming to Sierra Leone. And right after that, you had it right from Winstina herself, the producer, saying the next movie they will bring down there is going to be Red Bottom. Uh-huh. That one, again, is hard. But anyway, I like the way you're putting it about the collaboration, you know, trying to meet with other filmmakers that are out there that have been working really, really hard to make sure in their own little way put Sierra Leone on the map, just like we've been doing our own little work here. So that combination is going to be really, really great. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington. When I come back, my guests will be telling you more about what that day, January 23rd, is going to look like. But now let's enjoy some good music. This one is from Liberia. Liberia's Brikelia Cooper comes in with Africa One.
Destruction.
Africa Wire, the sound of Brikelia Cooper from Liberia. Beautiful tune on the African beat coming to you live from the station right here in Washington, D.C. Jenna, the 23rd is the date. Let's talk about that day, about the premiere itself. So tell me your expectations on that day.
Well, the premiere is going to be massive. We're going to have red carpet, of course, and then we're going to have entertainment here and there, and then VIPs get VIP treatment, and then the theme. But our goal and our prayer is for us to be able to enjoy the moment, watch good film, laugh, ask questions, interact, meet new people, new friends, watch the movie. You know, we're so willing. I'm really excited on that part for the Q&A, for people to be able to ask questions and something that probably the audience see that we didn't see. You know what I'm saying? I'm excited about that aspect. And that's what the evening is going to be entail. Good music, you know, just good atmosphere. Because in America, where we live, after a long day of work, to get to the movie theater, just relax, kick back and watch a good film. That's what the night is going to be. After a long week, on the 23rd, you're just going to kick back and enjoy an hour, 20 minutes of good film.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right. Well, as Itina smiling, you want to add to that?
There's nothing else to add. We're just going to kick back and enjoy a great film.
All right. Well, you know, I know there are people back in Sierra Leone that have been helping to make sure we get along with the promotion and, you know, talk to people here and there.
So yes, we just want to say thank you for all the groundwork, for everything you've been doing. You've been putting massive, massive hour promotion. We are hearing it here. So we know you're doing a great job. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, with that, I just want to say thank you also to you two beautiful ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Uh-huh. And I just want to wish you all the best on this great trip that you're going. I hope and pray that our people out there will see the hard work that we've been putting into what we do here. And we can also be able to merge our ideas together to collaborate and do big things, because we're all preaching the same message. All we want is to put Sierra Leone on the map.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so if we can go down there with our ideas and they can come in with their ideas and we put both of them together, mm-hmm, then we can make Sierra Leone, the name of Sierra Leone, big when it comes to entertainment. And I love it when you say, Tina, when they say Sierra Leone, they should not just be thinking about war.
War, yes.
You know, and Ebola or trash or something. You know, they should be thinking, oh, yeah, what is it, Sierra Leone? Okay, yeah, that's where the actress Winston Taylor comes from. That's where the actress Jane App is from. That's where the broadcaster David Van Day is from.
Yes.
You know, so yes, let us be identified with our country instead of our country being identified with some negative
TBS,
things.
Yes.
You know, so I just want to thank you guys so much for stopping by today at the Voice of America.
Thank you.
And I hope to be talking again to you when you are in Freetown.
Yeah.
Because we want to know what the condition is going to be there, what your situation is going to be, how you are going to be moving around. It's not like here. Okay, I'm pretty sure you guys are going to have a jolly good time.
Yeah.
So once again, I want to thank you very much for stopping by and being my guest on the show today.
Thank you so much for having us. Yes. God bless.
Thank you. We appreciate truly.
All right. Well, those are my two beautiful ladies there, Winstina Taylor and Princess Jane Apsise, live from the African Beat on the Voice of America in our studios here in Washington, D.C. And they'll be traveling to Sierra Leone for the premiere of the movie High Fashion. Well, I'm also in that movie, anyway. Okay, so all of you who know me out there, you gotta go and watch that movie, okay? You have to go there and see. And I'm sure all the D's, all the Davida, David Sin, David Nett, and Devlin, they'll all be going there. All my kids, they'll all be going there to watch this great movie. Let's continue with some music now, and we take a trip to Egypt as we bring you the sound of Amdirab, and this is Benedict Tell. And Jerabi, the son of Miriam Makeba from South Africa. But Benedict Tall right now, the son of Amdirab of Egypt. We'll be right back. Jerabi, the son of Miriam Makeba from South Africa. Before that, Benedict Tal by Amdiab of Egypt. With all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. Until then, I leave you now with Cardi Black in Mr. Government.
Mr. Government, I want you to know. time for